Hello, my dears, namaste, and welcome to episode 24 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor. I'm here today to share a little bit more in our Shiva sequence. Today, this practice is intended to open us up to joy, to connect with the joyful divinity that is already within you. This practice is merely a way for us to find our way back to that. You are complete and whole, exactly the way you are. My prayer for you is that you know this. And so with that, I bring forth this practice to you with a humble heart. And as always, I am just grateful for each and every one of you who are listening, each and every one of you who write me emails about your practice, about where you've been and where you're going, each and every one of you who have reviewed this very podcast in iTunes. Thank you so much. And each and every one of you who have donated. And by donated, I don't just mean money. Just by donating your time, your energy, your love to this project and to our community, our Sangha. I appreciate that. Please do connect with me. Email me, call me, write to me, Twitter me. I love it all. You can find out all the ways to get in touch at www.sunroseyoga.com. And so with that, I wish each and every one of you love in your hearts, light in your eyes, and ease in your mind. Namaste. So tonight, let's make this a joyful practice. Even if we're in an uncomfortable moment, even if our bodies are feeling like, oh, this is crazy, what am I doing? Let's find the joy in that moment. It is there that we scoop into, we dig into our true nature. And when we tap into that joy, even in difficult moments, we are able to give that to others. We are in a much better place to be of service to those around us. Good, so let's make our way to a nice tall seat, somewhere where the lower part of the body can relax and the spine can begin to lengthen. Feel the tailbone root down into the earth. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. And with each breath in, find your spine growing just a little bit longer, just a little bit taller. With each breath out, feel yourself sinking in to the joy just a little bit more deeply. Let's gently bring both thumbs to your chin. We'll take in a full breath through the nose. And as you breathe out, use your right index finger to cover your right nostril so you're exhaling through the left nostril. Let's inhale through both. And as you exhale, switch. Cover your left nostril, exhale through the right. We'll inhale through both. And as you exhale, switch. Inhale through both. Exhale, switch. Inhale through both. And exhale, switch.
exhale through both. And we'll exhale one final time through that right nostril. Inhale through both. And as you exhale, bring the hands to the heart in Anjali Mudra, the gesture of offering. Offer up a bit of joy to yourself so that you may share that joy with the world. Before we begin our physical practice today, let's share an Om together. Let's chant the word Om together just one time. We'll take in a full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out and in. Resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor in Bhaktasana, devotional pose. Maybe wiggle the hips from side to side. Take the knees as wide as you like. And know that this is a space that you can come back to anytime throughout this practice. Anytime you need to reconnect with your purpose, with your breath, with your body, this room. And let's walk the fingertips forward on the mat, just making your upper back as long as possible. Good. Let's inhale and slowly make our way back to table, Chakravakasana. And as you exhale, curl your toes and jackknife your hips up toward the sky, coming into downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll take in a few breaths here, just breathing and stretching, bending one knee at a time, maybe pressing into the opposite heel. In this posture, we use our breath to lengthen the spine with each breath in and to more deeply connect to the pose with each breath out. We're creating a long line from the seat all the way up beyond the crown of the head. So feel the back of the neck lengthening here. Good. Let's bring our feet together at the back of the mat. And as you inhale, sweep the right leg up toward the sky. As you exhale, draw that knee in toward your nose, rounding the back as you do so. Let's inhale, extend that leg up. Good. Lengthening. Exhale, draw the knee into the nose. Inhale, lengthen again. Good. Lengthen from fingertip to toe tip. And exhale one more time, bringing that knee into the nose. Let's inhale and lengthen. And as you exhale, release the right foot down to the earth. Good. Switching legs. Let's inhale the left leg up toward the sky. And exhale, draw the knee into the nose. Inhale, extend. Exhale, draw the left knee into the nose, round the low back, come into the hands. Inhale, lengthen, maybe point the toes, and exhale, knee into the nose. Let's lengthen as we inhale, and as you exhale, step that left foot all the way forward between the hands, coming into a nice high lunge. For the time being, let's leave our hands on either side of your left foot. We'll flatten out the back here and let the heart fly forward. Good. If it feels not so good here, you can always drop that back knee down to the earth. Good. Now supercharge your legs. So maybe micro bend the back knee just a touch and then begin to isometrically pull the feet in toward the midline of the body. So
pretend like you're practicing in your socks on a parquet floor and you don't want your feet to slide apart. So isometrically pull them in. You'll be firing up the inner thighs and at the same time really press out through the heel. So lots of inner body awareness in this practice. Let's inhale and let the heart fly forward. Let the spine lengthen. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Good. Hips are nice and high. Sitting bones are pointing almost up to the sky here. Good. Tops of the shoulders begin to drop away from the ears. Take a full breath in here. As you exhale, step your right foot forward between the hands. Nice high lunge. And let's again work deeply within these muscles in our legs. So focus on your shins, perhaps. And think about drawing shins in. Pull them in toward your belly. Pull them in toward your pelvis. And then at the same time, press out through that heel. Good. Heart is flying forward. Beautiful. With your next exhalation, step the left foot forward to meet the right. Standing forward fold. Uttanasana. Maybe grab opposite elbows here and begin to sway the upper body from side to side. As the crown of the head draws down toward earth, as the inner thighs press back, as you connect more deeply to your breath, release the hands to the earth or toward the earth. Lift your toes and spread them. And as you do, you'll feel your arch ignite. You'll feel the four corners of the feet root down into the earth. Let's keep that sensation as you let the toes relax down to the earth. Bring the hands to the shins. As you inhale, come up halfway with a nice flat back. Nice and long from seat to crown. Exhale, fold forward. Uttanasana. Inhale, come up halfway. This time, roll the shoulders up, back, and down. Exhale, fold. One more. Inhale, up halfway. This time, again, lift the toes and spread them, igniting the feet. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down through the feet. Bend the knees deeply. Sweep the arms around and up as you rise up. Gaze up. Exhale, the hands to the heart. Beautiful. Let's make our way to the top of the mat. Toes together, heels can be together or slightly parted. We'll inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up. Lift up, gaze up. Exhale, dive forward. Uttanasana. Inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, fold forward. As you inhale, step the right foot back to a high lunge, Anjaneya Asana. Good. So our heel is up off the floor. Our hands come first to the top of the thigh, then to the heart, and then we sweep all the way up. Exhale, sink into the hips as you press back through your extended heel. Good. With each breath in, the heart rises up, the collarbones spread, and with each breath out, we sink more deeply into the hips. Good. Let's inhale, reach forward and down to the earth. Exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. Let's take in a few breaths here. Maybe take forearm plank if this is feeling intense on the wrists. Or you can also drop the knees down to the earth. We're just keeping a nice long line with the spine here. Good. Press the heels back, as though you were holding up the wall with those heels. Soften through the back of the heart. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest down to the earth. Good. Now with your hands on either side of your chest, as you inhale, pull your hands toward the belly and the belly toward the hands as you peel your heart up off the floor, coming to Bhujangasana, Cobra. Good. Relax the shoulders. Soft through the face. Let's exhale, release all the way down. And And good, let's inhale, pull up. Let's come up into a nice little baby cobra. So our elbows will still be bent. They're close into our sides. Our spine is long from the base all the way up. Relax the shoulders. Exhale, release it down. Inhale, rock the hips back. And exhale to downward facing dog. As you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands, Anjaneya Asana, second side. Your body knows where to go. We set up the pose, and we sink in. Good, beautiful. Hearts are lifting, collarbones spreading. Now that we sort of know what's happening, it's easier to re-tap into that joy. Sometimes when we don't know where we're going, the joy gets lost. I know that that happens to me in the car, too. So it makes sense that it would happen in yoga. Let's inhale, reach forward and down. And exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right, standing forward, fold, Uttanasana. Let's inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet, rise up, sweep up, gaze up. Nice big movements. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale, up halfway. Exhale, fold. As you inhale, step the left foot back to Anjaneya Asana. Our nice crescent lunge. We'll take this round a little more quickly through. Exhale, sink into the hips. Inhale, reach forward and down. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, your way to plank, top of a push-up. Now, as you exhale, you can lower down as we did before, or you can stay on your toes and come down to Chaturanga Dandasana. We'll inhale either to our upward facing dog or cobra, just as you did before. Good, exhale, press back, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward between the hands, Anjaneya Asana. Exhale, sink in. Inhale, reach forward and down. Exhale, step the right foot forward to meet the left, standing forward fold, Uttanasana, good. We'll inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet, rise up, sweep up. And exhale, dive forward. Inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, step the right foot back again. Now from here, let's drop the right heel and we'll come up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. The hips are open. The hips are facing the same direction, so they're facing the long wall. Good. Spine is perpendicular to the earth. Good. Our back leg is straight and strong. Gazing down the left fingertips, out into the distance, out into the future. And our back leg, our straight and strong leg, is doing a lot of work. And how is it doing that? We're pressing into the outer edge of that foot. Beautiful. Relaxing the shoulders away from the ears. Gently reach toward the center of the room with your left hand and then release the right hand back to the right thigh or the calf coming into reverse warrior, exalted warrior. The palm spins to face the wall behind you. Good. Now here our spine is still lengthening. We're still rising up from the root all the way up beyond that crown of the head. Beautiful. I'm just seeing beautiful, joyful expressions here of this exalted warrior. Let's take one more breath in here. And exhale, come back to Virabhadrasana 2. As you inhale, bend the left elbow, drop it to the top of the left thigh. And as you exhale, sweep the right arm up and overhead, reach toward the center of the room. Uttita Parasvakonasana. You can intensify or modify as you like. You can modify by bringing the right hand to the right hip. You can intensify by bringing that left hand down toward the earth. And by coming into maybe a half bind or full bind, find your way into your version of this posture. Once your body awareness has come into this space, allow yourself to come into your breath awareness, noticing each inhalation, noticing each exhalation, and then find your way back to that joyful intention. Maybe lift up some part of your body, some muscle, maybe the corners of your mouth, to come into a joyful expression here. Good. Let's inhale and come back to Warrior Two, Virabhadrasana Two. Beautiful. Exhale, really sink into the feet. Inhale, straighten the left leg. As you exhale, reach the upper body toward the center of the room. Good. Release that left hand down to the shin or to the earth. Extend the right hand up toward the sky into Trikonasana pose. Now here, our goal for our physical body is to bring the upper and lower part of our body into one plane. So we're moving our shoulders back, and we're drawing the hips forward. Good. Good. Feel yourself lengthening through the side bodies. As you inhale, root down through the feet, rise up. As you exhale, come back into Virabhadrasana Two, bending that left knee. Let's inhale, cartwheel the hands down to the earth. Exhale to downward dog. Inhale your way to plank, top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower down, either knees, belly, chest, or chaturanga dandasana. Inhale your way to your cobra or your upward facing dog. And exhale your way to downward facing dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward, coming into Anjaneya Asana. Good. Drop the heel and open the hips up, coming into Virabhadrasana Two, Warrior Two. Good. Second side always feels a little bit better. Now maybe come into that front leg more deeply. It's over here. Good. Back leg straight and strong. Beautiful. Beautiful warriors. Lower body where it is. Our spine is going to be perpendicular to the earth. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now stay soft through the hands. Yeah. Good. Beautiful, warriors. Good. Now just reach toward the center of the room with your upper body. And then extend that left hand back to the left thigh, reverse warrior, exalted warrior. The right palm spins to face the back of the room. Come more deeply into your right thigh, your right quadricep. Good. Lengthening from seat to crown, lifting through the heart. As you exhale, make your way back to Warrior Two. Inhale, bend the right elbow, drop the right arm to the right thigh. Exhale, sweep the left arm up and overhead. Reach toward the middle of the room in Uddiyana Parsvakonasana. Good. Now again here, find your way to your version of this pose. We're really digging into our hips here. We're really digging into our shoulders. These are two areas where we have a lot of strength, and with that comes a lot of tightness. So really work with your body. This might be one of those places where some thoughts may begin to come up, like, oh gosh, these hips, oh, why are they so tight? Maybe that's just me. But in those moments, find the joy. Remind yourself of What a joyful practice this is. What brings you here to this space? And connect with that. Good. Straight leg is strong. Ignite it. Good. Let's inhale. Come back up to Virabhadrasana 2. Good. Exhale. Sink in. Inhale. Straighten the right leg. Exhale. Let the upper body make its way to the middle of the room. Good. Release the right hand down. Extend the left hand up. The right hand does not need to come all the way down to the earth, especially if that's going to make your low back all wonky. Our goal is always to have a nice long spine, to find softness, to find a smile. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Trikonasana. Triangle. Inhale, we're down through the feet. Rise up. Exhale, come back into Warrior Two. Good. Warrior Two feels like home now, doesn't it? Inhale, cartwheel the hands down to the earth. Exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right. As you inhale, make your way up halfway. Really lengthen from seat to crown. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, bend the knees deeply. Sweep the arms around and up, keeping the tush low. Come into Utkatasana. Good. Fierce. Maybe bring the feet together. Sometimes they migrate apart. It's okay to make adjustments. This isn't choreographed dance class. Sometimes we just need to take parts of our bodies and move them around. Root your sitting bones down. Root your tailbone down. And let the heart be light. Beautiful. Let the collarbones spread. And the shoulder blades draw down the back. Good. Utkatasana. This is literally fierce pose. If you've been here before, you know that I like to call it lightning. I feel like we look like little lightning bolts, and we are creating energy. So, I have an idea. This is just sort of out there. But let's take in a breath here. We're light lightning, and as you breathe out, jump up. Good. Yeah. See? There's energy there. Let's inhale, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale up halfway. Exhale forward. Inhale, step the left foot back. Anjaneya Asana. Sweep the arms around and up. Sink into the hips. So our heel is lifted. Let's inhale the hands to the heart. And as you exhale, twist to the right. Place the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee. You can always drop the left knee down to the earth. Good. As we inhale, the spine is lengthening. And as we exhale, the twist deepens. You can always drop the back knee down to the earth. You can intensify, like Sobe is doing, by extending the arms outside of the right knee. Or you can take it to the inside. Again, find your expression here. Good. Dina, you are just like, pew, like a butterfly. Yes, got a whole bunch of butterflies with their wings expanding over here. Good, let's inhale back to center. And as you exhale, lower the left knee down to the earth. Scooch the right foot over to the right. Make sure that your knee is right over top of your ankle. Let's take it almost as wide as our mat. Turn the toes out maybe 45 degrees. Now we'll bring our hands to the earth on the inside edge of that right knee. Inhale, lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, we'll begin to lower our heart down toward the floor. Now I ask that you stop when you first begin to feel tension in that hip. And use your block as you like. Good, so with each breath in, feel your spine growing just a little bit longer. Feel the space between the vertebrae. And with each breath out, sink just a little bit more deeply into that right hip. sink just a millimeter more deeply. And maybe allow your mind to drop a millimeter below the thoughts that may be swirling at the surface of your mind. As we discussed last week, no effort in this practice is ever wasted. You, even in this moment, are bringing yourself and those around you closer to joy. Let's press the hands into the earth and bring your upper body back up. Make sure that those toes are pointing out about 45 degrees, and maybe flex the foot coming onto the outside edge, the pinky toe side edge of that foot, so that your arch, your instep is lifted. Place the left hand on the floor, just about mat's width out, and press your right hand into your right inner thigh. Now from here, look up at the sky, so you're lengthening your spine. We're getting a nice deep twist here in our twisted lizard. And if you'd like, you can bend your left knee and reach around with the right hand, grab the top of the right foot. Oh, that's the left foot, isn't it? Coming into twisted lizard mermaid, good. Wherever you are is right where you need to be. It's true, isn't it? Your foot's there somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Found it. I do that sometimes where I'm not sure how to get out of a pose once I've gotten into it. Good. Now let's gently release that foot if you've grabbed onto it and bring yourself back to center. Now, rock the hips back. If you have tightness in the hips, this can be a tricky one to come out. So rock the hips back, then scooch the right foot back in towards center. Spread the fingertips wide on either side of the right foot and press back to downward dog. Let's inhale our way to plank. And from here, let's come onto the outside edge of the right foot and into the right hand. Coming into Vashistasana, side plank. Bringing the left hand to the hip or up to the sky. Now we can modify here one of two ways. I see both being demonstrated beautifully. The first is to drop the right knee down to the earth. The second is to step that left foot up and over, pressing it into the earth. Good. Have, that was good. Good demo there. Wherever you are, lift up through the hips. And your upper hips are like a rainbow here. Good. Beautiful. Let's gently come back to center. And as you exhale, let's lower knees, belly, and chest down to the earth. Now bring the hands underneath the body so that they're just about in the creases of your hips or just underneath your hip bones. Palms can press into your thighs. Press your chin into the earth. As you breathe in, lift up through the legs. So this is like a reverse Shavasana, reverse locust, good. Breathing in here. Take the feet wider if you feel some tension in the low back. You can bring them closer together if that feels all right. Go with the wave of the breath. And with your next exhalation, release the legs down to the earth. Let's bring the hands to either side of the chest. Inhale, rock the hips back. And exhale to downward dog. Let's inhale our way to plank, top of a push-up. We'll come onto the outer edge of the left foot and into the left hand. Come into Vashistasana on the second side. Feel lightness here. Allow your hips to be buoyant. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is a joyful experience. This is a room full of personalities, not a room full of stiffs. And we can allow this practice to be an expression of our joy. Let's come back to center. Exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest down. And let's again bring our hands. If you'd like to try making a fist this time, I do not find that way particularly comfortable, but if you would like to try it, be my guest. Press your chin into the earth.
And as you breathe in, lift up through the legs. Maybe flex your toes. Stay with the inhalation and the exhalation. And as you exhale, release the legs. Bring your hands to either side of the chest. Inhale, rock the hips back. Exhale to downward dog. As you inhale, step the left foot forward between the hands. Anjaneyasana, sweep the arms around and up.
Good, press out through the heel. Good, and as you inhale, bring the hands to the heart. As you exhale, twist to the left. Place the right elbow on the outside edge of the left knee. Good, gazing up at the sky. I'm actually going to have you two twist to face the other direction. Your legs are right. Your bodies are twisting the other way, though.
Good.
And you can kind of punch your toe here. Good. Modify or intensify as you like here. In our twist or in our lizard. Good. Find your way back to the breath. Oh, I see great long spine. Let's inhale ourselves back to center. Exhale, lower the right knee down to the earth. We'll scooch the left foot over to the left and maybe turn the toe out 45 degrees. Inhale, lengthen the spine. And exhale, begin to lower the heart down toward the floor. If you find yourself all the way down on the floor and feeling like super fun, want to go deeper, then you can curl your back toe under and move your knee back, maybe one scoot, so you come a little bit more closely into a full split, into Hanumanasana. But just work with where you are. Your spine lengthens with each breath in. Sink more deeply into the hips with each breath out. Let's begin to walk our upper body back up. Good. Still with that toe pointing up 45 degrees, let's come onto the outer edge, into the pinky toe side edge, flexing the left foot, press the right hand into the earth. Press the left hand into the inner left thigh or right around the knee. Lengthen the spine. Gaze up at the sky. Good, so we're looking left. Now if it feels all right, bend the right knee. Reach around with the left hand. Grab the top of the right foot. Still lengthen the spine here in Twisted Lizard Mermaid. Her name is not Ariel. Good, let's release. Gently come back to center, maybe straightening the left leg as you do so. Spread the fingertips wide and press back to downward facing dog. Let's inhale to plank. Come onto the outer edge of the right foot, come into the right hand. Now with your left leg, step back. So our left knee is bent, our right leg is straight. Our belly is facing the sky. You can reach up toward the sky with the left hand or reach toward the middle of the room. Good, wild thing. Good. Wild things. Let's come back to center. And let's wild thing on over to the left side. Come into the outside edge of the left foot. Step the right foot up and over. Jackknife the hips up toward the sky so belly points straight up. Reach up or reach toward the middle of the room. We're growing longer. Good, beautiful, joyful. Let's come back to regular old plank. Exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down. Inhale to cobra. Exhale to downward dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Sweep the arms around and up. Good, and now as you exhale, shoot yourself forward to Virabhadrasana 3. Good. Hips are square to the earth. Hands can either reach out in front of you or come to the heart center, flexing the top foot. Release the right hand down either to the earth or to your block. Bring the left hand to the left hip. As the balance feels ready, open the hips up to the left. Stack your left hip on top of your right. Extend the left arm up toward the sky. In Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. Good work. Where you are, we've got half moons. We've got rose moons. Oak moons, petunia moons, beautiful, pure. Feeling good, you can come into Ardha Shavasana, sugar cane. That's where you bend your top leg and you reach around and grab the top of that foot, arching the back, looking up over the shoulder. And let's gently make our way back to a lunge. Set that left foot down gently. Come into Anjaneya Asana. Reach toward the middle of the room to downward facing dog. Inhale the left foot forward. Sweep the arms around and up. Good, breath in here. And as you exhale, shoot yourself forward into Virabhadrasana 3. Warrior 3, you're like an arrow here. It's like you are being shot from the arrow or from the bow that was the power in your legs. Good. As you are ready, release the right hand down toward the floor to your block. Bring your right hand to your right hip. Flexing that extended leg, stacking the hips. And then extend that right hand up toward the sky. There is so much muscle energy happening in your body right now. It's a beautiful thing. Bend that top knee if you like. Come into Ardha Shavasana. Only if you like. Release the right hand to the right hip. And then to the earth. And we'll set ourselves back down into a gentle Anjaneya Asana. Sink into the hips. Inhale, reach forward. And down. Let's exhale, set the right foot forward to meet the left. Inhale up halfway. Exhale forward. Inhale, reach down through the feet, rise up, sweep up, gaze up. And exhale the hands to the heart. Beautiful. We'll make our way to a few more balancing postures. If you know that you like to use your strap in dancing Shiva, Natarajasana, then get your strap out. Otherwise, let your weight shift into your right foot. Maybe spread the toes. Maybe pick up those toes and spread them. Now, for our balancing poses, find a spot out on the wall that doesn't move. It doesn't matter that we're staring at each other in the middle of the room. No one's looking. So bend the knee, bend the left knee, so that your knees are right next to each other. They're kissing each other. Take your left hand, reach around and grab the instep of that left foot. Good, so not from the top, from the inside. We'll inhale the right arm up toward the sky. As you exhale, begin to kick your foot into your hand, pull your hand into your foot as you begin to let the heart guide you forward. Good. Now, if you like to practice this in the alternative with a strap, you can loop the strap just like Santa, just like a big bag, and begin to pull the foot up toward the hands and the hands toward the foot, getting a different stretch through the shoulders. Hips are still square toward the middle of the room. Release as you are ready, slowly. Good. Beautiful. Cosmic dancers, let's
Give that right leg a break. Come into the left leg. And if you like, you can experiment with your strap. You don't have to stay married to one way or the other. Shift your weight into that left foot, bend the right knee, and take hold of the instep. Inhale the left hand up toward the sky. Exhale, begin to hinge forward from the hips, kicking the leg up into the hands, pulling the hand into the foot. Good. So this is another version of that bow that shot that beautiful arrow that is Virabhadrasana 3 out into the room. Good. Take your time coming out. Beautiful. Let's come back to the top of our mats. And let's do some hip work. Bring the hands to the heart. Let's inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up, gaze up. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up. And you can either exhale through a vinyasa or just press back to downward facing dog, Uttanasana. Once you are there, downward dog, let's inhale, sweep the right leg up toward the sky. Bend the right knee and bring it into the chest. We'll shift our weight forward, bringing that right knee onto the earth, bringing the whole lower right leg onto the earth behind the right hand. And we'll begin to come into our hips. Good, so I have lots of good hip models here. We're squaring them toward the middle of the room. Good. So the right hip is drawing back and the left hip is pressing forward. Yeah. If you reach back and you notice that one hip is way up in the air and the other one isn't, then I'm going to maybe support you. Good. Everyone is looking good. Good. Let's inhale, lift up through the heart center. And as you exhale, begin to hinge forward, resting heavily on the hands. Coming into Ekta Paddhakaptasana, our one-legged royal pigeon. This is a space for us to come deeply into our hips. Curl the back toe under and begin to rise up just a little bit. Let's bring muscle energy into that back leg. Just curl the toe. Come way up onto the tips of your fingers. Now, if it feels okay from here through the hips and the knees, bend your left knee. Just point the toe up toward the sky. You'll feel something beautiful through the quadriceps. And if you like, you can reach back with your left hand and grab the inside edge, the outside edge, whatever works of that left leg. Good. I mean, to real mermaid, real aerial pose. Hips are still square to the front of the mat. Beautiful. Release. And let's come into our right haunch, our right foot. Sweep the left leg up and over, stacking the knees one on top of the other. So if you are noticing like, holy cow, my hips are like super not feeling good, then I'm going to prop your tush up with a blanket. Good, we'll lengthen the spine here. So both of our sitting bones are rooting down into the earth here.
Let's inhale and lengthen the spine. Exhale, begin to come forward just a little bit. Come into the hands. Notice any sensations in the body. Now today, we'll be working here in a yin version of this pose, where we're going to walk the hands just a little bit farther forward. Find your edge in the hips. Now let your belly become soft. Let your chest become soft. Let your head become soft. Use your hands. Find a hand position where you are resting in them, where you are relying on the strength of your arms to hold you up, and at the same time letting go through the hips, letting go through the mid and upper back. Beautiful. Now, generally, when we practice yin yoga, we hold poses anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes to acquaint ourselves with all of those thoughts that are just waiting at the surface, coming up when we're in a place that's uncomfortable for longer than we think we should be. But that wouldn't really be keeping with my whole theme of finding the joy. So let's gently begin to just walk ourselves back up. And we'll make our way into fire log or double pigeon. Oh, so bad, you love it. So the shins will be parallel with the front of your mat. We'll take, so the right leg is on the bottom, the left leg stacks. Just like we've got a little campfire here, just like we're at Girl Scout, Boy Scout camp. So the left ankle is resting either on top of the knee or on top of the fleshy part of the low leg. Good, inhale, lengthen the spine. As you exhale, begin to just walk forward, inch forward. Again, finding that space where you first begin to feel tension. Good, okay. Good, we soften through the belly, soften through the chest, soften through the head. So if there's tightness through the hips, you might begin to realize why we sometimes call this fire log pose. Might be feeling some fire. To walk ourselves back up. Now take that left leg, wind it behind you, curl that left toe under, spread the fingertips wide, and press your way back to downward dog. Good, let's inhale, sweep the left leg up toward the sky, then draw that left knee into the chest, and then release it forward and down on the earth, right behind the left hand, scooch the foot forward, square the hips, just take a moment to check in. Maybe move the body around, the belly faces the middle of the room. Toward the floor. If you do experience difficulty in the knee, come onto the back and we'll make our way into figure four stretch. As we fold our hearts toward the earth, you may notice yourself becoming more grounded,
into a place of deeper peace. The thoughts settling themselves more easily. Begin to walk your upper body back up. Really lengthening yourself from your sacrum all the way up beyond the crown of the head. If it feels all right, bend the right knee, pointing the toes up toward the sky. If you'd like, reach around with the right hand, grabbing the instep or the top of the foot. Beautiful. Mermaid, mermen. Heart lifting. Joyous. Relaxed. No matter what happens here, it's just a pose. Release the foot down to the earth. Let's shift our weight into our left foot, where the thigh and the booty meet. Wind the legs around, stacking the knees. Good. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, begin to hinge forward, walk forward, resting in the hands, letting the sitting bones be heavy here, letting the sitting bones just anchor you down to the earth, letting your breath anchor your thoughts, letting yourself become just a little bit heavier everywhere. Our way into our fire log or double pigeon on the second side. So the left leg is on the bottom, it's parallel to the front of your mat. Stack. The other leg right on top. If that doesn't feel right, maybe experiment with having it down or come into Sukhasana. Easy pose. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale again, begin to walk forward, move forward. Belly become heavy. Let the chest become heavy. Let the head become heavy. If there are areas of tightness, let your breath travel there as you inhale. Exhale around that space. Letting go completely. Let's cross the hands into the earth and slowly walk the upper body back up. Place the hands behind you, coming into your sitting bones. Bring the soles of the feet to the earth and lower your upper body all the way down to the floor. Bring the soles of the feet together. Let the knees splay out. Coming into Supta Baddha Konasana. Maybe place one hand on the belly and the other on the heart. This is not comfortable. And maybe just keep the feet on the earth. The knees together. Yourself let go of any last bits of tension that may exist in the body. Let yourself come deeply into the breath. Let's gently hug the knees into the chest and rock gently from side to side. As you are ready, make your way into our pose of final rest, either lying on the back or lying on the side if that's more comfortable. If you would like to be covered up with a blanket, maybe place your hand on your belly so I will know. Again, making your way to that place where you can let go completely, whether that's on your back or on your side. Letting yourself come to a place of zero effort, of zero muscle. Place of complete restoration. And once the body has let go completely, allow the thoughts to come back to the gentle rise and fall of the breath. Deep in the breath. Maybe make circles with the wrists and the ankles. And sweep the arms out to the sides and up overhead, making the body just as long as possible. Hug the knees into the chest for one last little lower back massage. Rolling over onto your favorite side.
and connecting with whatever you are feeling in this moment. Maybe it's joy. Allow that feeling, those feelings to permeate your entire being. Breathe them in and breathe them out. Know that this is a part of you no matter what happens in the outside world. And as you are ready, begin to make your way back up to a comfortable seated position. Just taking your time. And I thought we would close tonight with two things. One is I have a beautiful poem that one of my friends shared with me by Shantideva called The Way of the Bodhisattva. And I thought it was appropriate for tonight. And now, as long as space endures, as long as there are beings to be found, may I continue likewise to remain to drive away the sorrows of the world. So with that, let that lightness, let that joy that is in our heart right now be there to drive away sorrows for others. And I know that normally at the close of our practice we chant in Sanskrit. Though tonight I thought it would be kind of fun for us to sing maybe one verse of Joy to the World. That tune by Three Dog Night, maybe. Joy yeah. to the world, all the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Om. What do you say? Let's take in one full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out. And in. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me. Thank you all so much for sharing this practice, for sharing the joy tonight. I wish you peace and love in your hearts always. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.